Podcast episode number 8, RFP, Dynamic Database System for i4.0, Knowledge-Based Cream Ratings Platform. Copyright, Jairam and Raja Iyer, all rights reserved. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, photocopy, recording, or any other except for brief quotations, not to exceed 250 words, without the prior permission of the author.
In preamble, i4.0, the fourth industrial revolution, is of two kinds. One, advanced digital technology, and two, the societal changes. This podcast, episode number 8, RFP, a dynamic database system for i4.0, is action-oriented. There are only two processes for any enterprise. Creative process, ending in a substance of quality. An action process, ending in task accomplishments, or what we create and set as targets. The first 7 podcasts reflect the creative process of my work based on my book Corporate Sustainability and Citizenship, Measuring Intangible, Fiscal and Ethical Assets, a Substance of Quality. This is based on my IPR, Inactivity-Based Cost Management. Before detailing the RFP, Dynamic Database System for i4.0, as to the action process of creating the dynamic database with tools and accessories for task accomplishments of any enterprise, let me briefly tell about the 7 earlier podcasts, which had a good response for about 170,000 downloads that get added on a daily basis. In my podcast episode number 1, Cream Ratings, is my homepage of creamratings.com. CREAM is an acronym for Corporate Governance, Risk Management, Earnings, Accounting Quality and Management Quality. CREAM report is what the action process we shall be taking up that shall provide as to what Carl Sagan has said. We make our world significant by the courage of our questions and the depth of our answers. That's the purpose. That is the purpose of a CREAM report for an enterprise. Accepting earnings that we show via a profitability and balance sheet statements that are quantitative, the rest are qualitative elements of management. Measuring them and creating a dynamic database system is going to help each company significantly. In a podcast episode number 2, post-COVID-19 corporate restructuring, I emphasize the societal changes in i4.0, the fourth industrial revolution, that warrants the change in our handling of such issues that the industry shall take note of. Post-COVID-19, there's a need for corporate restructuring. Why the board is entrusted with the ethical responsibility? Where the universities have failed, why the CEO team struggles to set goal congruence, and how CREAM Ratings sets right the sustainability of profits and growth. That are the question and answers for the corporate MOS I posed. I said I would offer CREAM Rating services for organization to move at ease in the difficult forecasting scenario. Now I reaffirm coming out with a corporate forecasting template in episode number 8, emphasizing i4.0 advanced digital technology as well as societal changes. In podcast episode number 3, Corporate Governance Toolkit, CREAM Ratings deals with the fundamental principles of management, helping the corporate to establish corporate management operating systems. I quoted from the book, Well Made in America, on Harley Davidson, that was object-oriented, turning the best out of the machines and shop floor that were not up to the standards. We are proud the struggles Harley Davidson had gone through, isn't it? I mentioned the standard set for corporate governance, which is qualitative and subject-oriented, that have to be met in the same spirit as Harley Davidson went through. That was about podcast episode number 3. Next is podcast episode number 4, Accounting for Dreams, white paper on I 4.0, Align BDO and the audit profession practices. I quoted from BDO Global Review 2018 that I found quite impressive. White paper on I 4.0 is an important aspect of a management, furthering what Klaus Schwab says, there are three reasons for the arrival of the fourth industrial revolution: velocity, scope, and systems impact. And the breadth and the depth of these changes herald the transformation of entire systems of production, management, and governance. I brought up the need for an elaborate strategy plan. I quoted Dhirubhai Ambani's Ocean statement. Our dreams have to be bigger, our ambitions higher, our commitment deeper, and our efforts greater. This is my dream for Reliance and for India, so said Dhirubhai Ambani. Dhirubhai's vision statement is the best for strategy planning process. Strategy idea, strategy communication, strategy formation, strategy formulation, and then the strategy plan, comprising of the creative process as to how the plan is created. Then our efforts greater is the action process. Very well said by Dhirubhai Ambani. I also made a mention in this episode, the audit profession has been rendered ineffective by becoming a caged lion, by building the cage themselves strenuously. I exhort the audit profession, being placed in the pivotal position, to come out of the cage. The audit profession has to take back control of grace, governance, responsibility, authority, credibility, and enablement, as well as they equip themselves to measure qualitative elements of management that are the ethical assets of a company. Then podcast episode number 5, Accounting for Climate Change. Based on my participation in the discussion hosted by WTE Forum, I came out with the white paper on accounting for climate change as my podcast episode number 5. I draw my conclusions based upon the talk by internationally acclaimed professors and scientists who were part of the discussion on CO2 emissions. Analyze CO2 data total by country as well as per capita, but present what the scenario would be by per square kilometer area for two sets of statistics. Then, based upon the speaker's expertise in this field, I offer this white paper on accounting for climate change. I'm an accountant, and I have to tally my trial balance, whether it is accounting for dreams or for accounting for climate change, or for that matter, the breadth and depth of the changes that herald the transformation of entire systems of production, management, and governance. Mind you, we got to tally each and every one of them. Then, podcast episode number 6, Strategy Paper for a Dynamic Database, CO2 Emission, Scopes Compliant Entities. I provide you with creating a robust scope on companies. The excerpts. Microsoft wants, given this broad range, a company's scope 3 emissions are often far larger than its scope 1 and scope 2 emissions put together. Cisco-sponsored STL Partners says about scope 3. The challenges and limitations of scope 3 reporting mean that despite it being the biggest contributor to an SP's carbon footprint, it is also the most nascent area in terms of measure being undertaken to reduce it. A systematic measuring system is what CRREM ratings offer you, simplifying the scope 3 parameters. I've analyzed Bristol-Myers KPIs and how they are brought to reporting on the CRREM ratings platform. Dynamic database, COT emission, scopes compliant companies, CRREM chain database of individuals are the ones I proposed then, and that is what I intend to provide the corporate to become scope and compliant companies, providing the necessary software tools now with episode number 8. Let me now make a mention about podcast episode number 7, Transition to Green Economy. I am of World Economic Outlook data of October 2021 report. It's an interesting one. IMF October 2021 report could be the best document as an eye-opener for direction the I4.0, the fourth industrial revolution, would take. Number one, growth projections for 2021 and 2022 were analyzed how India tops the list and why is it a vibrant economy. Two, labor markets by economy and worker groups, IMF again, pinpointing what is crucial and important from the IMF report is the per capita output, where India stands at the top despite the population of 1.3 billion people. Number three, what transition to green economy parameters IMF has dealt with, particularly the projections on critical metals for green technologies, looked at in terms of corporate strategy plan 2021-2040. Transformation, the industry toward societal changes. Why is it crucial? Because in 2021, free food ration to 800 million people during the whole of the pandemic period and 1490 million people being vaccinated in India. Greenwashing, I talked about how the industry has to take on the scope 1 compliant procedures. Number 5, crucially, the financial stability during the transition to green economy, particularly by the MSMEs sector, that consists of about 63 million companies in India, would be taken care. Causality, as why and where climate-oriented funds need to be substantially increased. Number 7, climate stewardship, as to why every company has to become a scope 1 entity. Number 8, investment fund returns being tracked with a CRREM ratings report. I analyze on 3 levels management of SDGs, 17 SDGs. 9 social, 4 environmental, and 4 economic sustainability goals to industry, government, and the society, as a plane waiting on the tarmac for a takeoff under scope 1, scope 2, and scope 3 compliant entities. I offered the CRREM ratings methodology for the entire gamut of 1 industry, 2 government, and 3 society, including the need to change IMF reporting system. In this podcast, episode number 8, RFP, a dynamic database system for I4.0, I arrive at the action process, how to put our efforts greater to measure the breadth and depth of these changes that herald the transformation of entire systems of production, management, and governance, as Klaus Schwab says.
RFP, dynamic database system, for i4.0 Cream Ratings Platform.
Database is a knowledge base. Knowledge is a goal of ethics. Ethics express the truth and justify the conduct. The goal of ethical motive is the knowledge of societal good. Accumulation and retention of such knowledge is the goal of ethics. For example, FDA rules are rules where a rule expresses the truth. When it is being certified to have been followed as prescribed, then it justifies the conduct. That truth is ethics and that conduct is knowledge. Therefore, knowledge is the goal of ethics. Our knowledge base is good as to what the rules are, but is bereft of how these rules are being conducted by individuals. RFP dynamic database system I am proposing is to fill the knowledge base with how people conduct themselves and justify their conduct. In episode number 7 on IMF data, October 2021, World Economic Outlook, I brought in another information and a transition to green economy, a reality check of another IMF write-up, climate change fossil fuel subsidies. That says when defining fossil fuel subsidies, it is important to distinguish between consumer and producer subsidies. It goes on to add, in practice, producer subsidies tend to be substantially smaller in magnitude than consumer subsidies. But the reality check on the plane at the tarmac, waiting to fly, industry, government and the society will find it impossible to lift it off the ground. So we must realize how to do that rather than telling the consumer subsidy is very high and industry subsidy is nothing. No. I would like to offer this opportunity and the concluding remarks which I had on that. Number one, consumer subsidy will not stop. It is impossible. The government will not be able to. In fact, it is going on there at the moment, I think in Kyrgyzstan, where Russian troops and all that had been brought because of petrol price. Let us be very clear about it. Consumer subsidy will not stop. Number two, producer subsidy is a disincentive for the recipients of the subsidy not to give up their income stream, having already factored into CAGR. That was the incentive being given, I think, for a generation. Post Yom Kippur War, number three, downsizing programs involving billions of dollars in re-engineering efforts were ever undertaken in the auto industry. Producer subsidy recipients have to do the same now toward the green economy. Number four, producer subsidy will stop or will have to stop. Transformation of industry is a critical point for takeoff. Pass on the benefits to downsizing programs in industry to reduce consumer subsidies. The plane will continue to remain on the tarmac till then. That is a reality check. And we can't be the companies A to Z had to transform. It's very important. The fourth industrial revolution warrants a bold shift theory of management. Industry is stuck. Hitherto, we have been using return on investment as a primary tool for investments. We prepare a DCF yield for projects we want to launch, but do not track its progress. With the result, ROI, return on investments, creates towers of Babel that are strewn all over the planet Earth. I offer a cream ratings platform and ROI, return on intangible. The denominator being the pulsating energy, the base for lifting the plane stuck at the tarmac to the skies. The new mantra is ROI, return on intangible. corporate critical density, finding the constant over 7 factor. In the plane analogy, for industry, government and the society to take off, gravity must be perfectly pitched, called critical density, which is a cosmology's term for it, that will hold the plane together at the just right dimensions to allow things to go on indefinitely. Carl Sagan says the total number of stars in the universe is greater than all the grains of sand on all the beaches of the earth. Also, I find we are the only species in the universe who are not aligned to the universe. Martin Rees, a British cosmologist and astrophysicist, talking about the aliens, says, though they may come from planet Zog and have 7 tentacles, they would be made of similar atoms to us. He adds, one of Einstein's most hackneyed sayings is, the most incomprehensible thing about the universe is that it is comprehensible. What Einstein meant, he says, is that the laws of nature seem to apply not just here on Earth, but everywhere in the universe. We could imagine a universe where there were no laws at all, completely anarchic, every atom being different. And were that the case, we would make no progress at all in making sense of the external world. The plane to take off needs the critical density be obtained. Let me illustrate. Let me quote Martin Rees on critical density. He says, one, for the universe to exist as it does requires that the hydrogen be converted into helium. In a precise but comparatively stately manner, specifically in a way that converts 7/1000.07% of its mass into energy. Mass into energy is what we have to take care of, the most important element. Two, lower that value very slightly from 7/1000.07 to 6/1000.06. Say, no transformation could take place. The universe would consist of hydrogen and nothing else. Three, raise the value very slightly to 8/1000 and bonding would be so wildly prolific that the hydrogen would long since have been exhausted. And he concludes, at .07 state, gravity is perfectly pitched. Critical density is a cosmology's term for it, and it'll hold the universe together at the just right dimension to allow things to go on indefinitely. Cosmologists, in their lighter moments, sometimes calls this the Goldilocks effect, that everything is just right. What is being noted is the constant, hydrogen and energy force, with a fixed value in a specified mathematical context, enabling the continuity of the universe in a precise and stately manner. Let us create, cooperate in the same manner as to its right dimensions for a sustainable future. Two critical elements for the cooperate. One, finding the constant. Where is the cooperate hydrogen? Number two, how to convert mass into energy. .07 factor. Finding the constant. Carl Sagan says the total number of stars in the universe is greater than all the grains of sand on all the beaches of the earth. Hydrogen, with the over 7 factor converting mass into energy, is able to keep all the grains of the universe at a safe distance. In terms of numbers, it is infinite. Good thing the universe has not adopted a return on investment principle in tracking the stars, the galaxies, and the planets. To quote from my book, David Eagleman, American neuroscientist, author, science communicator, and an adjunct professor at Stanford University, says, if you take a cubic centimeter of brain tissue, there are as many connections between its neurons as there are stars in the galaxy. The strange alien landscapes of neurons and synapses map our decision making. He talks of the sheer number of neurons and synapses, such connections in a single brain existing in such density that it bankrupts our language. We have to invent new types of mathematics to even address this. There are so many connections between these neurons that they number in hundreds of trillions. My research study goes deep, covering a large hadron collider of CERN for antimatter, to neurons and synapses, to metaphysical concepts, to construct conclusively a science of metaphysics with a logical structure like that of the well-established mathematical and natural sciences, made possible as Immanuel Kant asked for it 250 years back. Intangible is a pulsating energy. Each person has his common to all. A potter or a nuclear scientist. Each is in possession of the corporate hydrogen, that entire fiscal assets of industry and government could be managed and managed very easily by the following three laws. The three laws. Mass and energy. Mass and energy has an equivalence. Law number one. Energy is liberated matter is the first law that we show in P&L and balance sheet. Law number two is matter is energy waiting to happen is the second law that may be lying in the raw material stores or finished goods go down or incomplete project work in different places or the towers of Babel strewn all over the world waiting to be liberated from its present form. Present incomplete form. Law number three is intangible, is antimatter, is effort from the individual entrusted with the task of packing law number two, the matter where energy is waiting to happen, to law number one, to be energized as liberated matter. So if we create an equation, it will be a return on intangible, which my book has created, is equal to, in the numerator, action or inaction. Action is law number one, which has the value of one, or inaction, law number two, which is zero, divided by the denominator being intangible, is law number three, which is one. Intangible is common to all. Is what the pulsating energy of people are being gifted with, as I said, from Potter to the nuclear scientist. So you get a binary value for each and every action and simultaneously of inaction, which I will let you know how it is being developed. But it is going to help this particular equation, the effort we put in, effort per person, is going to lift the plane which is stuck at the tarmac to fly. Proposal number one, EPP, effort per person. Creating a dynamic database. I 4.0, the fourth industrial revolution, is of two kinds. One, advanced digital technology, and two, the societal changes. The societal changes would be the primary focus for the revolution to take place. Hitherto denied by the first, the second, and the third industrial revolutions, with advanced digital technology as an enabler. This proposal, I propose to construct a dynamic database of individuals, encouraging to trigger the synapses and neurons. The CREAM ratings platform for individual to set targets and reach them. On personal level, it could be anything. I'll go by what the Global Council for Happiness and Well-being, GCHW, lists 5 critical issue areas in order to arrive at the Gross National Happiness Index, GNH, on an annual basis by way of a survey. I give below the same and add one more under the following categories. The 5 as GCHW has mentioned are: 1, health; 2, education; 3, work; 4, personal happiness; and 5, cities. And I add one more of my own. 6, United Nations Global Compact, UNGC, that has 10 principles and 4 issue areas: human rights, labor rights, environmental rights, and anti-corruption. There would be 9 issue areas with several principles that an individual can take note of and set targets for self-improvement and self-governance. These are the personal development goals that would add up to the knowledge base of achievements. Personal targets must be set by individuals of their choice under any of the 9 issue areas and go and get it on a daily basis. CREAM Ratings platform offers the uniform rating system as given below the metrics. There are 2 processes in any organization: creative process and action process. Creative process is transformation of dreams to a substance of quality. There are 6 stages of transformation. This would help individuals to set targets with a strategy plan process. CREAM Ratings platform would track the progress of any dream or aspiration to prepare and be ready for action plan. Let me play this video from Prachi Shaugankar, who has prepared a very good app called Cool the Globe on how each person can contribute as what she calls the power of collective action in reducing the carbon emission. 3 years of insane amount of work, sleepless nights, coding research, and finally our dream has come alive, she says. Prachi has come out with an output for use in action process.
Hi everyone, my name is Prachi Shivgaonkar and I'm a media professional. When I was in college, I first learned about the climate crisis and the role I was playing in it. It troubled me. I wanted to do something about it, at least at my own level, but I had no idea what I could do. So I went to my father and I asked him, what can I do about climate change? We came up with a simple solution. To start with, I would reduce my own greenhouse gas emissions by 10%. But how? Which activities of mine were leading to most emissions? If I switched off a light bulb, would that help? Or will it help more if I traveled by public transport? How do I keep track of all of this? How do I ensure that I'm reaching my target savings? From this was born an idea for an app that would help individuals reduce their own greenhouse gas emissions to a target. This app would be free and open source for all, so that the common man could take individual action on climate change. For the next 3 years, my father and I, we worked like madmen on this project. Finally, this app was ready. We named it Cool the Globe. So suppose I travel 10 kilometers by cycle instead of a car. I can know that I saved 2.3 kg of CO2 equivalent of greenhouse gas emissions. I switched off my television for 2 hours today. Here it goes, I saved 0.12 kg of CO2 equivalent. I love chicken, but in the interest of climate, I did not eat chicken for an entire month. So that should be around 1 kg of poultry. And wow, I saved 4 kg CO2 equivalent greenhouse gas emissions. Now all this gets recorded in my monthly savings, and I can see how much of my target I've achieved. Individual actions may seem less, but they add up to a lot when there are many individuals with the same mission. So we also kept space for a global meter which would show the savings made by all app users combined. And that would be the power of collective action. We launched this app on Play Store right around the time that I graduated college. 3 years of insane amount of work, sleepless nights, coding, research, and finally, our dream had come alive. But the dream is not yet complete. This little project now goes in the hands of change makers like you, because the real work has only just begun. The real task is in convincing people that in the face of climate change, they can make a difference by making small changes in their own behavior. What I want to ask all of you today is, how can we take it forward from here? How can we bring climate action and behavioral change to the common man? You can find this app on Play Store by the name of Cool the Globe. Do hit us with your suggestions, feedback, and any other way.
Green Ratings platform provides the metrics for transformation of your dream to a substance of quality. Encouraging individuals to dream, and the platform would keep track of the progress. Then, as Prachi has made the app available for all to use. In this case, Prachi says this little project goes in the hands of change makers like you. The real work really has just begun, she says. Green Ratings platform provides the ratings for performance. From the Cool the Globe app, post your daily targets met by you. Green Ratings platform will have your details duly incorporated. The database will hold the record of your daily performance and achievements in any of the 9 open-ended issue areas. Since CO2 emission is a crying need to combat, every participant shall make a target and go for it. Each individual, besides their personal data, would have the location where from one is working, would be made available. In my analytics of CO2 emission by per square kilometer, the rankings change when data per capita is converted to data per square kilometer. South Korea, Japan, Germany, Poland, the US top the list. Green Ratings platform would provide the data from each location, how individual responds to the CO2 emission reduction from each area. Proposal 1 EPP, effort per person, is all about the creativity and action plan of individuals, leading to self-governance and performance ratings. An undergraduate to becoming a chairman emeritus over 4 decades of strenuous effort, the Green Ratings platform would establish in every field of human endeavor a steady way of development. Proposal number 2, EPP, effort per person, a strategy plan 2030. In January 2020, at the request from Mr. Prakash Vamura, the then President of Federation of Industries and Association, FIA, Gujarat, I prepared a blueprint for Gujarat State Domestic Product, GSDP $1.5 trillion by 2024. This blueprint is a plan document compiling data from bottom to top and connected to the workforce who would make it possible, the EPP, effort per person, to reach the level of $1.5 trillion. At that point of time, the available information, the database, 2011 to 2018 was roughly about 11.45% CAGR average. Then you have extrapolated the whole thing to 2024, came to about 41.38% requirement from different industry groups. I want a similar strategy plan 2030 to be prepared now in my Green Ratings platform. A creation of a software package that would be common to a single entity as well as to national GDP calculator. Let me illustrate the salient points of developing such a package. Number 1, Green Ratings framework. CRIM report is prepared for each company. CRIM is corporate governance, risk management, earnings, accounting quality, and management quality. As evidenced in the CRIM ratings framework, which I have given, the image, my podcast listeners, please pardon me for not fully detailing it. I am detailing it. In the case study, there are open-ended 170 process blocks that consist of qualitative and quantitative evidence management. Earnings, that is quantitative, is 12, and 158 are qualitative evidence management. We split corporate social responsibility into two, corporate fiscal responsibility and corporate ethical responsibility. Ethical responsibility represents the value system and would be the ethical assets of a company. 158 includes process blocks such as code of good conduct, code of business principles, conflict of interest, conflict of personal interest, conflict of conscience, UNGC, 10 principles. These are the ones proposal 1 would cover, and that would serve the value system squarely for each and every company. These are policies for a company, mandatory and as well as non-mandatory. In proposal 1 under 9 issue areas, one specific area, work, will get connected to proposal 2 for each company with regard to each value system incorporated. Accounting quality and management quality consist of several policies as industry associations arrive at. This group, sustainability of value system, is what is crucial for the corporate critical density. There are two indices of being created, index of inactivity by process area and two resource area. Table 7.1 and 7.2, which I give as per my book, is available in the book. Is 7.1 is index of inactivity by process area. It is being computed from 2007 to 2019 on the basis of the published figures available from the public domain for 170 process blocks. So you have corporate governance, risk management, internal controls and risk management, E for earnings, P&L and balance sheet, A for accounting quality, and M for management quality, totaling 170. This will be the balance 152, 6 are from P&L and balance sheet. The balance 152 are qualitative elements of management. Code of conduct, code of business principles, insider trading, 10 principles of UNGC, etc. AM constitute sustainability of value system, whereas CR constitutes sustainability of efficiency, reflected in E, sustainability of profits and growth. A matrix is prepared simultaneously, variable 7.2, index of inactivity by resource area. The CRIM ratings framework provides that fiscal and ethical responsibility as an object, and the subject or a team or the people. That is the return on intangible basis. On that basis, index of inactivity by resource area, one is ER management, that is ethical responsibility person who is controlling the ethical, each task is being looked into. Each task has got of 5 people. Table 7.2 constitutes the resource area by subject. For each task, 5 people are assigned as a team, yoked together but work independently. At optimized level, the team score is 25/5. Any single individual not reaching the organized level, say 4, the ratings for the team would be 24/5, which is 4. Take only the integer. Illustratively, a company with 500,000 workforce, 100,000 teams. One person in one team scores 4, there is 5. Company ratings would be 4, adding all the 100,000 teams. It has one person from ethical responsibility and 4 from fiscal responsibility, which are managerial force, operating force, technology, and finance. There are no separate company ratings, but the ratings of individual performance in every one of the 170 open-ended process blocks get added to arrive at the company rating. individual company preparing a clean report building up in all levels collectively could reach out to GDP as illustrated in GSDP $1.5 trillion. And at the same time, a GNH as illustrated in Proposal 1. CAGR and CARR. CREAM report is presented in one CAGR to CDGR and two CRR to CDRR. RR being the reduction rate, D the daily rate. CO2 emission targets would be targeted as with the CARR and tracked with the CDRR, a daily reduction by all. The principle behind my IPR in activity-based cost management, IBCM, is activity has got a cost incidence. That is law number one. Whereas inactivity, a cost consequence. That is law number two. Measure cost consequence now is the theme, which is law number three. In IMF episode number 7, we discuss about transition to green economy. Industrialized countries like Japan, South Korea, Germany, as well as the US would look for outsourcing job work to other countries, as well as shifting their industries to countries like India. There are 63 million MSMEs in India who should use Strategy Plan 2030 package to become scope 1 companies, setting the targets and tracking them by the CRIM ratings framework. MSMEs must fit enough becoming scope 1 companies so that outsourcing takes place. Scope 3 parameters must be met for the transformation of entire systems of production, management and governance. CRIM ratings platform should do the needful. Proposal 1 and Proposal 2 together. Let me give you briefly a summary of from my book, Corporate Citizenship and Sustainability, Measuring Intangible, Fiscal and Ethical Assets, from which I could bring out this episode number 8, particularly on Proposal 1 and Proposal 2. Chapter 1, I indicate the society demands are very high, corporate lack of concern toward the society, despite hundreds of regulations being brought in, is indeed quite telling. This will change when companies imbibe value systems within that would attract a society to invest more in such companies. In the plane analogy I presented earlier on fossil fuel subsidy and the need for industry to initiate action is crucial. The chapter 1 gives a causality. It gives a lot of information and also very important. We are able to see only the effect. Cause we are not able to find out. This is mainly because of our balance sheet mentality, ex post facto, that we are trying to get the information. After the collapse of very many companies of amazing value. Okay, chapter 2, I am talking about who are you. It's an interesting one. I started with a quote from Keynes, animal spirits, a spontaneous urge to action rather than inaction, not as the outcome of a weighted average of quantitative benefits multiplied by quantitative probabilities. This must be taken note of when we prepare a strategy plan 2030 per Proposal 2. Individual unleashing energy, a new form of capitalism. Paul Polman and Mark Benioff are looking for a new form of capitalism where unleashing other people's energy is highlighted as the main criterion for leadership. Accepting their calls for change, individual unleashing energy as a new form of capitalism, I derive who are you. You are intangible. Proposal 1 demonstrates how individuals could unleash their energies and skills as a new form of capitalism. Coming to Chapter 3, Intangible Assets. analyze the damage inflicted upon the audit profession. They have come out with an accounting standard, IAS 38, intangible assets, without defining the word intangible. The audit profession has been rendered ineffective by becoming a cage lion, by building the cage themselves very strenuously. That's what I said earlier. I argue how the audit profession had lost the grace, G for governance, R for responsibility, A for authority, C for credibility, and E for enable balance sheet. 1995 events, when IAS 38 intangible assets was introduced, changed the scenario in favor of corporate gaining control over the balance sheet, where the audit profession simultaneously lost it. This was evident during the millennium merger of AOL takeover of Time Warner, creating $335 billion company, proving that in a world ruled by finance, intangible assets rather than real assets are the indicator of real wealth. Currently, the same trend continues for an inflated valuation of startups and unicorns. IAS 38 intangible assets must be scrapped and reinstate IAS 9 research and development costs. If done, audit profession may catch with their grace. Otherwise, it will be a 2008 scenario repeated again. Chapter 4, intangible define. I start stating Martin Rees, absence of evidence is not evidence of absence. Immanuel Kant raised a question whether a science of metaphysics with a logical structure like that of the well-established mathematical and natural sciences is ever possible. It has been made possible in this chapter, chapter number 4. The important analytics is on opposite values, where Sri Sri says truth involves completely opposite values. Only then can it be the truth. Today, when we talk of metaverse, multiverse, I suggest enthusiasts to go through this chapter 4 as to how the domain of intangible is differentiated from our 3D tangible domain. Furthering the same, one shall check on the Ramanujan summation. 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus dot 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 plus the infinite is equal to minus 1 upon 12. To me, it is indeed mind-boggling, but I've used the opposite values effectively in the next chapter, chapter 5, measuring the intangible. Chapter 5, measuring the intangible. There are 6 stages of transformation from the domain of intangible to the tangible domain. From the state of quiescence, an Einstein or Mahatma Gandhi or an innovator enters into the tangible domain stage after they get an idea. 6 of transformation chart given here, we'll see it starts from zero, a state of non-existence, meaning out of reach of existence as we know of planet Earth. Studying the stage-by-stage transformation connected to the tangible domain. This is a linear expansion. Nature does not vary, but corporate jumps from stage 1 to stage 6. Stage 6 is a substance of quality, an IPR or strategy 2030, or say COVID-19 protocols that all of them need to go step-by-step to arrive at a substance of quality. This is creation, identical to nature. In action process, also there are 6 stages, starting from the state of insentience, which is zero. CAGR or CARR, setting the target, say 45% CARR of CO2 emission reduction targets by EU policy, or for that matter, one wants a morning walk of 8,000 steps. Then make 4 equal portions, 25% each, be it 45% or 8,000 steps. If one reaches CDGR or CDRR on a daily basis, rating would get accordingly. Above 100% is the optimum level of 5. So what it means is that there must be a consistency in reaching 5, which is the optimum. Chapter 6, in activity-based cost management, IBCM. IBCM functions on the following five principles. Principle number one, what gets measured gets managed. Principle number two, measure qualitative elements of management. Principle number three, corporate atomic structure. Principle number four, return on intangible. Principle number five, emergent property phenomenon. Principle number one, what gets measured gets managed. As IBCM theme goes, activity has a cost incidence, whereas inactivity a cost consequence. Measure cost consequence now is being implemented with the law one, law two, and law three. Principle number two, measure qualitative elements of management. CREAM ratings framework, borrowing the 12, which is quantitative, measures 158 qualitative elements of management. Sustainability of value system for a company is powered by proposal one. Principle number three, corporate atomic structure. Corporate atomic structure is in the same manner as the regular atomic structure from the universe. The board are the protons, the CEO team and workforce are the electrons, and the society and neutrons. It reflects the same, identical to that of the atomic structure. In the atomic structure, protons and the neutron form a nucleus. So is the case in the corporate atomic structure. The board and the society form the nucleus. In the atomic structure, electrons spin around the nucleus. So is the case with the corporate atomic structure. The CEO team spins around the corporate nucleus. In the atomic structure, the neutron does not influence the identity of the atom, but adds mass to it. So is the case with the corporate atomic structure. The society does not influence the identity of the corporate, but adds mass to it. In the atomic structure, the electron spins around the nucleus at great speed, nearly 3/4 of the speed of light. So is the case with the corporate atomic structure. The CEO team spins around very fast. In the atomic structure, neutrons brings in the stability so that the electron does not shoot off elsewhere from the nucleus. So is the case of the corporate atomic structure. The society brings in the stability of the company so that the CEO team does not shoot off the tangent away from the nucleus. Then the principle number four, return on intangible. This is the very fundamental to our matrix, utilization of the matrix, and both in proposal one and two, is EPP, is the for person, which says return on intangible is numerator is action or inaction, the denominator intangible, providing the binary value of each action or inaction, law one and two. Return on intangible will be the new mantra that proposal one would bring in the performers to take the fourth industrial revolution to its fruitful outcome, as well as the proposal two for strategic plan 2030 and its implementation. Principle number five, emergent property phenomenon. The three principles of emergent property according to Nobel laureate Murray Gell-Mann are as follows. One, conformability of nature to herself. With the corporate atomic structure, the first principle, conformity of nature to herself, is met. Number two, applicability of simplicity, which is ensured by limiting the entire management process to only two, the creative process and the action process. The second principle, so emergent property, the applicability of simplicity criterion is met. And three, unreasonable effectiveness. Unreasonable effectiveness in return on intangible, covering the entire gamut of management with a single formula. That's a constant that we have arrived. The unreasonable effectiveness principle is met. That is the corporate hydrogen. Unreasonable effectiveness is the art of resolving a paradox with the least number of mathematical calculations. Chapter 7, the board of directors, the corporate proton. Chapter 8, the CEO practices and CREAM report for the corporate electron. Chapter 9, the Society for Corporate Neutron are addressed based on the IBCM 5 principles. The book Corporate Citizenship and Sustainability, Measuring Intangible, Fiscal and Ethical Assets, is an enabler for a dynamic database system for I 4.0.